No, you know what? My favorite fireworks show in the world is Wishes at Disney. You might know it as the Big Fatty getting things out of the P.O. box music, but it's actually a fireworks show.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's actually a fireworks show.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1803 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got the 2012 Christmas Spectacular, Big Fatty, and a very special exiting, yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 23rd of December, y'all, he's just a sweetheart to so many here at Pride 48, and y'all, he's sent a card to the BFO lamenting the celebrations of exiting the birth canal in December, and y'all, it's none other than that talented artist Gus Chad. And you know, Gus Chad has been through some tough times here recently with the passing of his little bird George and the passing of his mother, and so y'all please, if you see Gus Chad on the face space or on the Twitty or wherever, y'all send him a big old hug and wish him some joy and happiness on the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, and I wish I could just take him a big old cake.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas, right this very minute.
An old-fashioned crema. It's what we picture in our minds and long for in our hearts. But the holidays today are filled with the hustling and bustling, shopping and bargain hunting, and people who are just busy as a beaver. But that's another crema spectacular altogether.
That's another crema spectacular. Yes, Big Fatty.
The old-fashioned crema party harkens us back to a time when friends would arrive laden with gifts for their host. A snowy backdrop visible through the frosty window panes of the perfectly decked halls. The smells of crema combine the scented candles and spices with the unmistakable smell of a majestic, fresh-cut tree. A tree that was decorated with tinsel, colored lights, hand-blown glass balls, and an heirloom angel on top. It was always a part of the old-fashioned crema, as was the crackling fire in the fireplace. And after a glass of crema cheer, family and friends would gather around the piano to fill the house with the old, familiar sounds of the season. Startled by the sound of jingling bells outside, everyone would step into the chilly air as a family with wide-eyed children rode in a one-horse open sleigh through the overly adjective-laden glistening snow. The friendly exchange of Merry Crema was shared by all. And no party would be complete without a visit from old Saint Nick. His arrival always included the sharing of gifts, smiles and laughter, and the whispering of secrets, interrupted only by the jolly old elf nibbling on a cookie or two, which were already set out anticipating his visit. Yes, the old-fashioned crema party is a picture that comes to mind as clear as a printed Currier and Ives card, or the more modern Sunday night special on television. It's what we all strive for during this most wonderful time of the year.
We need a little Christmas now. We need a little Christmas now.
Yeah, Gussie, I'm going to kill Vader. He's planned this old-fashioned crema party here at the Fat Cave, and he's nowhere to be found. Oh! Oh, maybe that's him on the phone now. Hello?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, where are you? Are
hey,
you coming? Are you coming? Are you coming?
I'm on my way, Big Fatty.
Oh, okay.
I'm on my way.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I know I'm running late.
You are.
I will be there shortly. I have
okay.
to run out to the Von
oh.
East.
Oh, okay.
They're making the Bush Noel.
The who?
The Bush Noel for the Crema party.
Right.
So excited about this old-fashioned Christmas.
Right.
The ginger snaps.
Oh, the ginger snaps. Okay. Well, that's all. That's all good. But
well,
it's all carbs.
You can't eat any of it.
No,
Patty,
I know.
That's
I mean,
okay. It's for everybody else. I'm so
oh, well, I can understand that. Okay.
Be there.
Okay.
By the airport.
Okay. And Ariel Puerto.
Dr.
Stone. Okay. Shall I call him and make sure?
Okay.
Well, do you want me to call?
Oh, Lord. Hold on.
Do you want me to call Dr. Stone? Do you want me? Yeah, Gussie, I don't know what to do. Did he say he got a babushka at the Vonsies? Y'all, I'm more concerned. I tell you, I guess I ought to call Dr. Stone and make sure that he knows that Vader's going to pick him up at the airport. Let me see. Where is his number? It's around here somewhere.
Hello?
Dr. Stone?
Oh, Big Fatty. Hi, how are you? Merry Crema.
I am Merry Crema to you. Are you busy?
Yes, you just caught me in the test kitchen.
Are you coming to the party?
A party?
Yeah, a party. Yes, it's here at the Fat Cave. Didn't Vader get in touch with you, send you an invitation? He's on the way to the airport to get you.
Well, it's just not the best time right now.
Oh,
I mean, I've got a lot of things going on here in the kitchen.
What are you doing there in the kitchen?
I've got oodles of cooking and baking going on.
What you
and,
doing?
And I've also invented a new appetizer, which I think you might be particularly interested in.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's something that no one in the world has ever come up with.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
You see, I take a piece of bacon and I dredge it in brown sugar.
Lovely.
And then wrap it in a Triscuit and then bake it in the oven.
I've never heard
of that. It's fantastic.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
And no one in the world has ever come up with something so clever before.
I've never heard of such a thing.
I also have, to perfect my hot buttered rum recipe, you know, I've been drinking a lot of those lately.
Oh, well, yes, of
and
course.
Even
yes,
right now, at this very minute, I'm wrist deep in plum pudding.
Oh, wrist
you
deep in it. Oh,
like, right?
I sure do.
It's just not very convenient.
Vader's on his way
hot
to the...
rum is starting to boil over on the stove.
But Vader's on the way to the... Yeah, Gussie, this is just not turning out to be the old-fashioned crema that Big Fatty had in his mind. It's just everybody's so busy this time of year. I just don't understand it. Here's the guest list that he sent me. Let's see. He's invited Myron and. And the Vons,
yo!
I don't know if they're coming or not. Maybe I should call them too. Levy, it sounds like you're watching Father Knows Best Home for
for Crema, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, listen, are you aware of this Crema party, the old-fashioned Crema party that Vader has been working on for months and months and months? You're on the guest list here. Now, I know how you don't like to leave the house, but are you and Myron going to be able to attend this?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me?
Well, yes, we do love you, but really, that's no, that doesn't sound like any reason for you not to come here to the hoot nanny here at the Fat Cave.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Oh, well, that sounds contagious. Well, listen, could you turn the damn TV down a little bit and maybe tell us a Crema story so everybody can get in the Crema spirit?
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California, and my family, it was during Christmas, my family invited him over on my recommendation for a Christmas Eve dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres, and the main course.
What happened?
He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table.
Oh, I just love that story. I'll never forget that. It's one of those Christmas memory, an old-fashioned Crema memory. And anyway, well, Merry Crema to you and Myron. Okay, and conscience.
I'm not so sure I have the Crema spirit. Everybody's just so busy, and people just don't take the time to enjoy the good parts of Crema. It's all about going out and spending money and all, and it's not about getting together and sharing time with friends and your family or the family you choose. I don't know. Well, I've got one more name here on the guest list, and I really doubt that this person's going to be able to come. But let me call the number anyway.
Thank you for calling Mexico.
It's the mechanical.
Mr. Zed and Hat M are at the McDonald's or Burger King.
Of course.
Eating and will be ordering a pizza pie later.
Oh, pizza pie.
Before going to perform at the Mexican National Crema Concert.
Oh.
You may leave a message in English, Hungarian, Italian, French.
Lovely.
English or any other Mexican language.
Okay.
And we will call you back after enjoying a coffee and several cakes.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you for calling.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
No, thank you for calling up. Hat M, Crazy Mexican, it's Big Fatty. Vader was supposed to invite you to a Crema party here at the Fat Cave. I don't know if you got the message. The mechanical cut off on me. Poor Big Fatty. Well, it looks like this old-fashioned Crema party is going to be a bust. I guess it's just going to be just Vader and me for the Crema party. But, you know, that's okay. We can have an old-fashioned Crema with just the two of us, I'm sure. Oh, that's my cellular telephonic device. It's Vader.
It's me.
I guess I'll...
Big Fatty.
Let me see what's going on.
Hello? Hello? Veda? Is that you, Veda?
Hey,
Veda. Listen, this is not... I thought it was a great idea to have the old-fashioned crema, but y'all, it's just not working out. Where are you?
Big Fatty, I just... I'm running around. I can't do this. I cannot do this. You know how
What do you mean you can't do this? It's your idea.
Big Fatty, I know, but you know how I do, and I just can't do it. I'm gonna go home and put on my camp song. Big Fatty, no.
No, you're
sorry.
The one that put the guest list together and all.
Big Fatty, I've talked to Mr. Poos, to Omar, to Scott.
What? Lord. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh! Why is Veda calling me?
It's me.
Gussie.
Big Fatty. On the line.
Hello? Veda, what are you doing?
Gussie.
I'm
here. I'm in the car.
In the car? Okay.
Somehow I have crammed. Dr. Stone.
Big Fatty, hi.
Diamond Doe. Mr. Who else is out there? Vera.
Hello, Fatty.
I love it. Can watch your hands.
What hands?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the Gooch is in there. Did I mention Mr. Zed's back there? Oh, no, Gussie. Big Fatty, we're on our way to the back end.
Well, this sounds like my dream that I had.
We're just...
What?
I don't know how they're all in here. What? We are low right in the back.
The dream is just...
Like certain people, I'm not calling any names back there.
No.
Shot their pants, but that's okay.
Who shot their pants?
Anyway, we'll
anyway but this is like my dream that I had this dream.
Dream? Are you talking about?
Well, it was this dream that we had this part, and nobody could. And no.
We're on our way. Dr. Stone wanted me to let you know what are cookies home? Something about he made some cookies.
He made a cookie.
An appetizer for a party.
Uh huh.
No one else has ever had before because he just invented them in the test kitchen.
Oh, I bet it's lovely. Oh, lovely.
Okay,
we're
almost there. See you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Well, it just goes to show you, even today, an old-fashioned crema lives on. There were no survivors.
Okay, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, it's only 24 hours, 48 hours, 2 days left to shopping for crema, y'all. And Big Fatty always wants to send out a reminder that on the 24th, y'all, it's probably the only day of the year when men shoppers outnumber female shoppers in the mall. So if you want to go do some squirrel watching, y'all head on out to the mall today. Yes, Big Fatty. And Daniel Biba, I couldn't help but notice there was something rumbling down there in your underpants.
It's actually a fireworks show.
Oh, Big Fatty, I thought he was excited about the men's shopping.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.